Glenn Schmidt from Outdoor News joins us now. Good morning, Glenn.
Hey, good morning, Jay. How's it going?
Going good. All right, Glenn. So it's cold. I mean, 7 below right now. We're making ice as we speak. Tell me about how things are looking here locally as far as ice conditions.
Yeah, I mean, what a quick transition this year. Very little downtime. I was actually out last night checking some, you know, lakes that are normally some pretty good first ice areas. And you know, I was pleasantly surprised. I saw 3 to 4 inches of ice, a bit less the further out you went. But, you know, a solid 3 to 4 inches, you know, where we had open water a week ago. So I did see a couple of people fishing, just a few, and not many tracks anywhere. But you can see where people have been checking the ice. So, yeah, what a difference a week makes. You know, we got to throw those, just be safe out there. I mean, check it as you go. It's this time of year, Jay, where you don't want to take somebody's word for it. And even if somebody's out there fishing, still check it as you go. Bring your chisel, spud bar, whatever you want to call it. And don't take someone's word for it. Fish spots that you know, too. That's something I always tell people. You know, early in the year, I like to stay on lakes that I know how they freeze. I mean, I know where the problem areas are. I know where, you know, it's repetitive, but it's a good reminder. Just don't go willy-nilly out on any lake you've never been on before. Know where you're going. Know how they freeze. Go, you know, the buddy system if you can. Take somebody with you. Ice picks are a good thing, you know, for the worst case scenario to help pull yourself out. But I think the bottom line here is we're going to see quite a few people out fishing, even locally, this weekend.
So how much ice would you say we have? I mean, I know it's not going to be uniform, but do you have an idea of how many, I mean, 3, 4, 5 inches?
I was out last night and I saw 3 to 4 inches ice, and it was very uniform. Obviously a little bit less on a couple of spots the further out I got, but I was certainly out far enough where I could fish depth wise, water wise, and certainly comfortable on 4 inches ice. And, you know, we made ice last night. We're going to make ice all day today. I mean, I would expect 3 to 5 inches, not everywhere. Again, it's early ice, so it's going to be different. And that's why I always tell people, like I just said, go to where you know how this thing freezes. I mean, there's some of these small shallow lakes might have up to 5 inches this weekend, and some of these deep, you know, there were still some spots last night on a couple of bigger lakes I looked at that were still steaming, so they were still open out in the middle. So we're not running all over the damn place yet. It's just there's ice to be had, and if you want to get out this weekend with some common sense, I think you'll be able to find it.
Is this about ideal? Where, I mean, we've had some snow. It's been, you know, quite a bit of cold weather here now. Is this kind of how you want it to be done?
Yeah, and with that being said, I mean, the key now, you know, it hasn't been windy, which I think that's why, you know, the ice looks pretty uniformed as far as depth and how it froze. The big thing now is we got to keep the snow off it. You know, once we get into that, oh, geez, we got to have 8 inches of ice before, you know, we can not really worry about a big snowfall. But, you know, these 2, 3-inch, 4-inch snows are going to start piling up. I see some snow in the forecast again for tomorrow and a little bit next week. So, you know, we're in really, really good shape right now compared to a lot of years with the ice. It is slippery out there, too. I'll throw that out there. Bring your ice cleats. But if we can keep the snow off it here, you know, any real measurable snow for another couple of weeks, it looks like it's going to be cold enough to keep making ice. And we have that good base on it already. So I think the biggest key right now, not even the wind, I think we're beyond wind tearing up our local lakes, unless there's some open water on something big and deep. But if we can keep the snow off it here now for another week or 10 days, we're going to be in really good shape locally.
Glenn, how about northern Minnesota?
Well, that's, you know, yeah, they're going. I mean, there's guys fishing this week, Brainerd. I mean, there are people fishing locally here. There's people fishing down in the southern part of the state. I talked to a guy yesterday that was on 4 inches of ice way down by Fairmont, which in itself is very odd. I mean, normally it starts north, comes through here, and then a week later people are fishing down south. But this Arctic blast of air went statewide, and, you know, and they're fishing down south already too. But yeah, up north, people are fishing, you know, even some of these big lakes. I mean, Red Lake is, they're out, the resorts are letting people out as of yesterday, you know, walking out, and they're getting out about a mile. And I haven't heard much on the bite. You know, social media is all I'm seeing on Red Lake, and if they're not posting a lot of fish pictures, that tells me the bite's pretty slow right now. But that's typically the case. The south end bays on Mille Lacs, I know there's people on them. The main lake is still open as of yesterday. Leech, the main lake is capped. There'll be people on there this weekend. And in those smaller bays, there'll be people in Steamboat Bay and Boy Bay. Walker Bay was still open and steaming this morning. I saw webcam pitch of Walker Bay. That was open. Winnie, Tamarack Bay, there'll be people on that. Lake of the Woods is close. My guess would be next week. Resorts will be letting people out. And as always, when you're working these big bodies of water, Jay, you got to work through a resort. You know, they stake the roads. Work through them. Don't go beyond where they tell you to go. Heed their warnings. They know what's going on with that ice. But again, people are fishing with a, you know, a pretty level of comfortability right now.
Anything else about ice fishing you wanted to mention?
Well, just again, use caution, and then, you know, as long as we're on the subject, we got the biggest ice fishing show in the country coming to St. Paul this weekend. It opens tomorrow at the River Center. I mean, if you want to put your hands on and look at the newest gear, whether it's electronics, clothing, tackle, rods, reels, shelters, fish houses, guides, resorts. I mean, it's at the River Center. It opens at 1 o'clock tomorrow. It goes through Sunday. Seminars there. It's a heck of a good show. I mean, I like these specialty shows where it's, you know, catered to just one thing. And this ice fishing industry, this segment of our industry, it continues to grow. You know, electronics and mobility with these shelters. I mean, everybody's ice fishing now. Wheelhouses are such a big part of it. You know, people refer to ice camping now. It's not even ice fishing. They're out camping on these lakes because they've got the tools to do that. So, and all those tools are at the show. So if you want to swing through the River Center this weekend, you'll have an opportunity to take a look at everything that's new and great for this ice fishing season.
Yeah, and those ice houses are just amazing. It's like walking into a family room or living room sometimes.
Yeah, it's insane. I mean, big screen TVs, multiple TVs. They got bunks, you know, cooking, fireplaces, storage, man. You know, you can use them year round, heated. They got AC. Like I said, it's ice camping now. People go out for 3-4 days at a time without any additions, without or any issues, and have all the comforts of home.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Let's talk about hunting. Deer, you still have muzzleloader and archery that's available for people to want to do that.
Yeah, muzzleloader goes through December 14th, and archery goes through the 31st, the end of the month. As of this morning, the total deer kill in the state was 172,000, just shy of 172,000. That was everything, archery, muzzleloader, firearms, special hunts. Firearms take was 144,702. Muzzleloader was only at about 1860 as of this morning. So let's look at a couple of things here with how this deer season has played out so far, Jay. So last year, I think we shot 170,679 total deer across the entire state all seasons. So we already passed last year's harvest, and we still have some hunts going on. So that's, you know, that's pretty cool. The muzzleloader thing. Yeah, we're down less than 2,000 deer as of this morning. So I don't know if I didn't look at license sales for the muzzleloader season. I don't know if there's just not as many people out. I know I haven't heard as much about it. I haven't seen as many people hunting muzzleloader as I've been out and about. You know, maybe the cold played a part in it. I don't know. But it just seems to me that the muzzleloader hunt seems to be, you know, down more than I expected. I mean, we shot, 8,000 deer last year during the muzzleloader season, 8,600. So we've got some ground to make up there. And then the archery thing, almost an even split between crossbows and vertical bows again this year. Crossbows was 12,529, and vertical bow as of this morning was 12,874. So this crossbow thing is huge. I mean, we were talking about it at work this week. The pictures that we've been getting in this year, young kids and women shooting deer with crossbows, is absolutely mind-blowing. I mean, it's definitely got more people into archery. Whether you're for or against it, the use of crossbows, there's a lot of people shooting crossbows right now, and they're shooting a lot of deer with them. It's a good season overall. Some takeaways there, like I said, muzzleloader down, and this crossbow thing is, to me, continues to grow.
Is there still some controversy about that?
Yes and no. You know, yeah, I hear guys say, you know, they should have their own season. You know, there's positives to crossbows. There's negatives to them as well, just like everything. I don't know. I think the opportunity, you have a larger window of error. I mean, and there's an opportunity. You know, I see some of these 10-year-old kids that might not be able to even draw a traditional or vertical bow back are, you know, they can sit in a tree and archery hunt now with a crossbow. And same with women, and they're taking advantage of it and shooting deer. So not everybody's for it, that's for sure. But it has opened up some opportunities for a lot of people that might not otherwise archery hunt.
Glenn, anything we haven't touched on you wanted to bring up?
Not a whole lot. Just want to reiterate, man, safety first out there. It's just a fish, just a walleye. It's just a crappie. Use some common sense when you get out on the ice. If you're going out this weekend, check it as you go. But with some common sense and some checking, you'll be able to find spots to fish locally this weekend.
Excellent. Very good. If people want to get a subscription to Outdoor News, how can they do that?
Yeah, just go to our website, jayoutdoornews.com, and click on that subscription tab or call our toll-free number at 800-535-5191.
All right, Glenn, thank you. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right, Jay, I appreciate it.
It's Glenn Schmidt, Outdoor News, joining us each Thursday at 840 here on WJON.